Jingle bells, jingle bells. It's Christmas time in the city. You meant to sing along, Daniel. Don't tell me you don't know the song.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
No, it's a lie, a lie. It's There's... silver bells. Not us not getting lyrics wrong on the week of Christmas Eve. Not the week of Jesus and Mary finding a barn and shacking up and making a child for the evening.
Ooh! Do you want to know what's really fun?
What? Talk to me.
I finally got a new bed. Like, this new bed's arrived.
Wait, did we talk about this bed 7 episodes ago?
Probably, yeah. but got a new bed. But because it's a fabric one, the cat has decided that she's going to, like, claw it up. So of we're teaching her is. Not to do that. Mm. Mm-mm. But I caught her clawing it up, and now she's just stuck on the bed. She can't get her claw out. So you might want to keep explaining your intro while I sort out the princess of the show.
Listen, it is indeed Christmas week, and of course, while Dan is messing up with his puss, his good puss. Welcome to La Bronquez. It is indeed Christmas week. We are days away from Christmas Eve, which is my birthday. So. Give me some love, kitty girls, kitty girl. What? I can't say kitty girl because Dan's missing. There she is.
Hey.
This episode could always be cool. Introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dan James. I have rescued the cat from the clutches of my bed. And now she is in the corner looking a little, you're looking a little foolish, aren't you? She is. I love her because she knows when we're recording and she will not miss an episode. She is in here every time.
And we love
her. She has the whole rest of the flat to, like, frolic in while we're recording. No, and she says no. No. I'm part
she
of
likes
the show.
To be in the mess.
She knows why the girls come. And it's for her. It's not for
Correct.
Us.
Correct. Correct. And then we can add an episode. Dan, are you already in that weird limbo of Christmas and New Year already? Because I'm feeling that already.
I haven't quite hit Gooch Week feeling yet, but that's only because I've got a lot of work to do still.
Okay, fair. I think because I'm off work tomorrow. Tomorrow's my last day in the office.
Tomorrow's my last day in the office.
Oh, look at us winning. Look at us. Look at us.
Speaking of, when are you coming down?
On Saturday.
Because I don't think the girls know that, like, basically what happens now is the Lab Brown Christmas.
Oof.
It's becoming a yearly tradition until one of us finds love. But until that day, until that day, me and Nick shall be spending Christmas Day together.
Correct, correct. And it's been a yearly thing, and it's been fun. We had a lovely Christmas last year.
We did have a lovely Christmas
and,
last year.
And I don't know about you girlies, but Weg Marshmallow already said to me that she wants to see us on Christmas Eve. So where will we be? The Brewers.
We will Again. Be here Christmas Eve.
Like
Christmas
we did.
Day, Boxing Day.
Can we just talk about, we already did the intro, the girls know we are, but can we just talk about something? Let's rewind back a second. Last year Christmas, me and Dan, we just decided, I was on Instagram, all of us having a nice love around Christmas. It was lovely. The chicken was lovely. You understand? Dan cooked with a feast. We were just chilling, playing games and having a good time. And I was just looking at Instagram and I saw people were out in the club. So I was like, Dan, this can't be now. This can't be now. No, not Christmas Day. The gays are home. The gays are home with family. We were wrong.
We Honey, were so wrong.
We were wrong. We turned up Woo, at Brewers we and wrong. It was packed.
Okay, now let's skip back a little bit more because we didn't just turn up in Brewers. There was a little bit in between you finding out that people were at Brewers and us getting there. And nobody believed me when I told them this was true. Okay. So it is Christmas Day. I've done my meal. Okay, we've been playing some games. We've been having some drinks. It's a lovely time. And then you're on Instagram and you're like, oh my God, the girls, people are at Brewers. And I was like, no, they're not. People aren't Brewers. Yeah, people are at Brewers. So then she is tearing up my bed sheets. Oh no, she's eating something. She's caught something. She's Man, that sounds like your business. I'm going to leave you to that. but yeah, and then, so there is me, you, Obi, Niall, and Seb has arrived at the house. Yeah. Okay. Tell me why I am the last person who wants to go to Brewers. everybody else is just like, let's go, let's do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing two Brewers on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. You can't make me. And then eventually it was like I had children and they really wanted to go to like this, the theme park or something. Yeah. You were all stood in the kitchen doorway. You go like, please, Dan, please, Dan. Please,
and we had the best time.
And we went to Two Brewers. And I remember a few things that happened. That lady that wouldn't leave us alone.
Oh, yes.
She needed to find her friends. Gays.
Yeah.
She really needed to find her friends because I was like, madam.
Now, skip to Dan doing full choreography of me and of Dua Lipa with me in the on the dance floor 5 minutes later after she arrived.
Look, okay. once you got me there, I was not going to not have a good time.
We had a lovely time.
You know I'm going to turn it out no matter what happens. Yeah. So, yeah, we had a good time.
Really
Seb
cute.
Got ill because there's something wrong with the drinks at Brewers. They make you, like, they make you reckless and they make you ill.
Yeah, very bad. Very bad.
So Seb maintains that it was just
but
because
not
it,
even now. Let's go
it
back
was
a little
from
two further.
That he was drinking
Christmas Eve, or remember the week that I came down? We were at the bridge, and we were also getting turned up. Then the whole weekend was just a mess.
<It's>
the whole
Christmas.
Weekend was just a mess. It's Christmas, right? Right, Dan. I don't have a story for you, but I need to tell you something, and I want you to get close and listen up. So come close,
I'm
kiddies.
I'm settled in.
Because strap yourself in. This is a call, and I'm gonna say this without saying her main name, Giselle.
Mm-mm.
Giselle.
Mm-mm.
Giselle.
Mm-mm.
I need to have a word with you today. So come close. You think you're slick, Giselle? You think you're slick? You think you're out here shutting down the websites and everything, making the girls go crazy, all the tweets, all the conflama, Giselle, what you don't know, the impact that you have on your fans, we are family to you. You can say jump and we will ask how high, when, time, place, and coordinates, Giselle. So when you do this fuckery, and let the girls think, oh, well, Renaissance Part 2 is coming. And everybody's on high alert for you to only come and tell us that you're giving us the film in different countries and had the nerve, the gall and the gumption to say in the video that you post on social media, Giselle, that what? Oh, well, I didn't mean for y'all to break the website. Girl, Giselle, you got me fucked up. Giselle, you got me fucked up.
Mm. I went this morning and I tried to buy a Boycott Beyonce t-shirt because I don't know what she thinks she's doing.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. She knows since the 13th of December 2013, okay, mm-hmm. She has had us on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't know when anything's coming. We got no build up. Mm-hmm. We get no pre-warning. She just says you better stay lubed and ready because when I'm coming in hard.
Mm-hmm.
Deep breaths.
Deep breath.
You won't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen and you're going to say thank you. And I am, okay? I'm going to say thank you. But what you can't do, madam, what you can't do is start changing up the website and doing the names of the interludes as if you're uploading videos. And no. There are dedicated crazy people who watch everything you do like a hawk and give us updates.
Correct.
So that they give me the updates so I don't have to act as if I am that crazy. I am that crazy. Okay, I just don't have the time or the resources to be doing that much watching.
Mm.
So when you get them excited, and then they get Nick excited, who gets me excited?
Yeah.
And then all you're going to say is like, oh, the movie's going. You knew what she was. That woman better never step foot off a plane in Rio. Okay? She can't fly into Brasilia or anything because those people are going to kill you. Beyonce, do you have a death wish? Okay,
right?
Brazil has been asking you to go over there the entire tour to give them something, and you are going to start your little movie announcement with Brazil.
Are you
insane? Are you genuinely cracked in the head,
Dan? I was speaking to Troy at midnight, and we were like awake, like what's happening? Why is she? I'm gonna tell you, it was why is she. Troy and myself was awake. We were like, right, we need to be ready. And you know me, I need to be in the know. I am that girl. Then I went to bed at 1:35 this morning because I was like, something's coming, something's coming, something's coming.
Okay, well, no. You know my response to these types of things is, so I was in the little Hive chat, group chat that exists in the London gays. There's a Hive chat. We talk about Beyonce stuff. It's great. The girls were getting excited. And I was like, I need to take myself to bed because there's one or two things that are going to happen here. Either nothing's going to happen and I'm have sat up and made myself look foolish.
Me.
Because Beyonce wants to play around in my face. Mm-hmm. Or she's going to drop either the visuals or the live album, or she's going to announce second leg tour dates. And I said to myself, I need to be rested for any of that. So let me go to bed. Let me sleep. Beyonce, I'll see you in the morning with whatever you got for me. Now, what you got was nothing for me because I've seen the movie 3 times. Okay. I paid you my money. I will go again if you want me to. But don't have me looking at this video, hearing the word Brazil and looking up flights before I even got to the end of the video.
Same. Literally okay. Same.
I was contemplating. I was looking at my bank account like, which of my kidneys do I want to sell?
On because the black market.
I don't think she understands that if she takes the Renaissance World Tour to Brazil, that I will be there. I don't think she gets that.
We're on that flight, honey.
Honestly, I'm going to be queuing. And I know Brazil fans, I know you've been waiting, okay? And you can have your moment. But I'm having my moment with you, and that's okay. Go see the movie if you want, because I promise you, babes, she ain't bringing the tour. She's done. She's sitting up at home. She's kicking them feet up. She's getting back to her pre-tour weight. She's gaining some pounds and drinking some good wine. She's happy. You ain't getting
drinking $17,000 bottle of wine as well.
Jesus!
Come through, Miss Ma'am.
Madam, you honestly, just go watch the movie because that's what you're getting. Correct. When she said Andorra, I was like, girl, Andorra ain't got a stadium big enough.
Right. when I saw Spain show up, I was like, right, we're going to Barcelona to see Beyonce.
Spain showed up, I was like, oof. Wait, no, she been here. She went to Barcelona.
Oh, she did, yeah.
So Barcelona's going again. I'm like, fine, I'll go Brazil and Barcelona. I don't care.
We're on that. We're taking it easy to Ryan.
Absolutely, try me again, Beyonce. Try me again. See what money I won't spend.
Giselle, you play with the girls, you know, Giselle.
And also, you're getting in the way of my sex life. Do you know why Beyonce getting in the way of my sex life? Okay, so it's a well-known fact that there are some, let's say, stomach issues that get in the way of me delving into some other activities right now, okay? Which restricts me to one type of role in the good. Explain to me the type of boy who is going to open up his batty for a man who has a dedicated Beyonce corner in his room. I've had to remove Beyonce things from the corner of my room because I can't be looking that insane. Okay. I have Beyonce above my bed. I have a Renaissance bucket being used as a plant pot. I have the little guide to Beyonce. I have the Renaissance photo book. I had to take things away.
No, you
think the box that I keep my lube in. The box that I keep my lube in is the box the album came in.
Wow. You really out here, huh? Not just don't fuck it up, you getting your back door blown out.
Beyonce, I've got IBS, okay? I can't love you like this.
not the IBS. Hey, at least it wasn't the fucking next drop of Ivy Park she gave us this week, or perfume.
She ain't getting no more money from me.
Let's take the thing. Dan, why we on Beyonce? Actually, let's switch a little thing. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you a little question. If you were working in, like, you know, let's say a government organization, right? A little one. Just if you're working in like a White House or like American Place, like, would you shag at work, you know? Would you have your back door blown out in a little Senate room?
I might shag someone from work.
Oh, that part.
But whether I would open up in a Senate committee hearing room. Do you know what? I wouldn't say personally I would, but if you would, God damn you, I would be so much smarter than to put it on my close friends.
Right?
Because the thing that is getting me about this whole story, obviously, if you didn't hear, girls, there was this there's this gay staffer who was getting his doors like
blown out,
busted open.
Like, you know, like you kick a door down and you're like yeah,
ooh, that German man was putting in the work that day. But yeah, and he was doing it within one of like the committee hearing rooms. It was like his whole business. But the thing is, there has been so many things that have appeared from his Instagram close friend story, like screenshots of it, that I'm like, who is the villain? There's a villain in your life who has been screenshotting your shit and is sharing it around. And we need to find out who she is, because she is the true messy queen of this situation.
This is exactly a Chris. This is an Agatha Christie, Wagatha Christie drama. This is definitely, this is exactly what Colleen and Ting went to court for. Baby, somebody Snapchat you, somebody screenshot you and sell you out. Baby, you're picking your close friends. You have the wrong people. The wrong people.
It's, ooh. It's a
I have
lot.
I have a close friend. My close friends ain't really messy. It really not.
You go on. My close friends is not messy at all, to be honest.
I mean, there's only one person. There's a person who has me in their close friends, someone you and I know very well. And I'm always just like, girl, put some mess in this. Put some mess in this. Stop posting pictures of you topless with some men at a chill out. Post more. Post more. You know who I'm talking about. Not you.
Who are you talking about? I was going to say, what are you talking about me?
Someone you and I met when we went for food at a friend's, and they were with you the other day. They have been their close friends. And it's just like, girl, give me more. I don't want to see a topless in the afters. Give me more.
Post something. You want to see bottomless?
Right. Give me more.
That's what you want to see.
Let me see somebody literally go into a hole on your hole with their tongue. I want to see more mess. Give me more. Give me more.
Jesus Christ.
anyway.
I got two things to talk to you about.
Go on, talk to me.
I got two things to talk to you about. Number one, now, this is just an invitation for the mixed race among us, specifically those who are mixed between white and black, okay? Now, Nick, I think you know somebody.
Spanish? What about the Latinos?
Well, I good enough? you'll understand why I'm not including you.
All right, go on.
In this moment,
people.
Okay?
Talk to the phone.
So, let me just say one thing.
Set the scene.
To it. If you are mixed between, you have a black parent and you have a white parent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nick, can you name somebody who is in that scenario?
You.
It's me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hello. I'm speaking as a representative of the community.
Correct.
You gotta stop saying that we are not black enough for black people. They keep saying it. They keep bringing it up. And then I have to keep coming in swinging, being like, shut the fuck up, girl. That ain't true. That's never been true. What are you talking about? And then they always go, oh, I'm not black enough for black people. I'm not white enough for white people. I'm like, you might not be white enough for white people. That might be true. And there might be some black people who might be annoyed that you call yourself black. And that's fine. But on the whole, black people would typically support somebody who is mixed, so long as you ain't a dickhead or a dumbass and you have got your brain where it needs to be.
That part.
So let me tell you about
set the scene. Set the scene.
Okay, so on Oxford Street, there was this this basically opportunity, because Oxford Street was getting full of like these American candy shops. So they got rid of a bunch
of them.
You mean
the money laundering ones, yeah. Those.
Yeah. So they got rid of a bunch of them. And then they invite for, like, new businesses or like businesses from like a black owner or a gay owner. Like you could apply to and you can get like a free spot on Oxford Street for like a pop-up and stuff.
Yeah, cute.
So one of us did that. And their brand is called... Now we need to think about the brand. The brand name, because the brand name is Manier d'Ivoire.
Oh.
Which to me, girl, that's manure.
Not manure.
Manier d'Ivoire.
It's like saying garage.
Yeah. Like we're just saying shit but fancy. Okay. So here's what they tweeted. We opened the first black-owned store in the history of Oxford Street last week and turned 10 years old. Nice. Zero press coverage, zero blog posts, zero celebrity support, zero influencer activations. There's a few lessons in there. Now, I don't know what the lessons are, but let's get into it. We get in the thing. The response is to them. Some guy says, you're smashing it. I rate you. But this is the first time you've ever mentioned being black owned. And it's when you're saying how people haven't supported you. So, you know, like there's a question. No one knew it was a black owned brand. This person then says, should I have to say it? The truth is, I'm not black enough for black people or white enough for white people. If anybody of a singular race achieved what I did, they'd be worshipped. I can think of many examples with way less success and longevity. Sure, you can too. I'm like, what? I'm confused. Why are we in it?
Yeah, where this argument has no weight already.
What? It's very confusing to me because I was sat there. I was looking at it like, number one, okay, so you mixed. I went out and looked. They mixed. Yeah, fair enough. You're fine. But if you got zero press coverage, zero blog posts, zero celebrity support, zero influencers talking about it, sounds to me that it's not because the black community didn't support you. It's because you didn't work with a PR agency.
That part.
It sounds to me like you don't have a functioning marketing department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is where my confusion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not just... This seems like a hiring issue. Why are we in it?
Sounds like a you problem.
Why am I having to come out now and have to be like, it's not all mixed people, girls. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my people. We say some dumb shit sometimes. I'm confused. Why is the fact that you got no PR coverage got anything to do with black people not supporting black-owned businesses?
Well, first things first, Miss Ma'am, Miss Lady, Miss Dem, Miss Day, why didn't you invest your money into getting the correct people around you to push your brand? Because it's not like you didn't put a fucking center, expect people to hand it to you to give you the product. Baby, that's not how it works.
So somebody goes to him and says, hire a fashion PR agency and this won't be an issue. Congrats on the opening. And then the man said, nah, not my style. Thanks for the love. So if you ain't going to do the work, why do you want us to do it?
Dan, and I'm being funny, right? Let's use us as a podcast as an example. When we first started this podcast, we pushed the podcast out for people to know, and you know, we did what we had to do. However, we didn't have no budget in this. However, we used what we can, which was Twitter and Instagram, and we built the brand from that. Because it's a podcast. You are a shop opening in the middle of London, the most busiest street in the fucking UK. And you can't even think about hiring someone to push your brand? Girl, that sounds like a you problem.
It sounds like a you problem. It really sounds like a you problem. And then you get mad at everybody when we're like, well, how were we supposed to know if you didn't have anybody telling anybody?
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to be just looking out for it and then us sharing and be like, oh my God, guys, like you got to get down to it. It's a black-owned business on Oxford Street. If you didn't do an opening event, a little launch thing. What are we gonna? Anyway.
So you tell me you couldn't go. You couldn't go to Aldi, get some cheap prosecco and invite the girlies? Come on.
Exactly.
Now. Come on.
I just wanted to get on record once again to apologise for the dumb shit that some of my mixed race brethren have said. Yes. I apologise if times have I have said some dumb mixed race shit. Okay. The light skin nature it rots the brain a little bit, and we're trying to work through the trauma. So I apologise, Nick. I want to finish off because this is our last. Well, it's not our last episode, but it's our last recording of the year.
Yes.
Next week is Christmas, so we're giving you the best of Christmas, New Year thing. So it's the best of the year for us. Yeah. We won't be here. We'll catch up next time.
Unless Giselle drops an album, then we'll have another episode.
In which case, we were going to have to do some emergency episodes.
It might happen, okay? But you know.
But I wanted to... Basically, I was talking to a friend. Mm. Well, I would say friend. I was talking to somebody I met. And they were telling me a story, and I was like, please, can I write this down? Or like, can we write this down? And can I do a little back of the bus moment?
Ooh,
because I needed to know.
Hold on. Do you have a ticket for the ride?
Have a ticket to ride?
Oh, I'm ready, girl. Can I pay my Oyster card?
You absolutely cannot.
Tap, tap, tap. Let's go.
Welcome to the back of the bus. Okay, so this is not their name.
Find a seat by the window. It's going to get spicy.
So I'm going to call them, I don't know, Reese. Okay, right. Reese. Mm-hmm. So,
Reese Manure.
Reese says, this happened at my Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first part of the evening quite clearly. I was just a really cheerful mood. Everybody was having a good time. I'm not that big of a drinker, and I think I lost control. Basically, somewhere after dinner, everything went black for me except for a few fragments. So I remember getting inside a taxi. I remember not going anywhere. I remember holding this guy's face between my hands. If I were to puzzle it all together, I would probably say 2 to 3 minutes that I actually remember instead of the 5 hours, which the actual time is at this party. Not much memory of anything that I said. However, the next day, I woke up in bed next to a girl that I work with. And she started telling me the story of the night. In front of everyone I work with, I basically did loads of stupid shit. And I have a lot of anxiety about what I did at this Christmas party. But she then tells me that we had sex. Just to let you know, I'm gay. I have only ever slept with men. I've never slept with a woman before. And I have a long-term boyfriend. We are not open. Basically, I now have two questions. Ooh. Question number one. Everyone at the office is now sort of treating me weirdly because of how drunk I got at the party. How do I confront this with everyone in the office? Question number two. How do I tell my boyfriend that I got so drunk that I turned straight for the night and cheated on him with a girl I work with? Any advice would be excellent. And that's from Reese.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Bisexual Club. We have snacks. We're very open here. We are a lovely group of people. First of all, Reese. Secondly, girl, everybody fucking knows Christmas parties is the one year in the corporate world where everybody, Tom, Dick, Harry, Michael, Mark, Angelo, every single person gets turned up. So the chances of you being too drunk at the Christmas party, it would have been somebody else. So it's fine. They'll go over it by New Year's Day. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Secondly, Baby. A little bit of the puss never hurt nobody.
A little bit of the puss did not hurt nobody.
A little, but I don't think you will have a boyfriend if you do tell him. I'm not gonna lie to you, Reese. It's just one of those things because gay men. Gay men these days are just like, oh no, you've cheated on me with a girl. Oh no. I think it would have been a bit worse if it was a boy. But a girl, he might be like, no, I'm done with this. I don't know. Maybe I'm being dramatic. I just don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I think you can avoid, you can ignore the first question completely, like, girl. You'll occasionally be a story of like, oh my God, do you remember when Reese got so drunk at the Christmas party?
Yeah.
You got to be careful though about blacking out. That's some scary shit. Like,
that is worrying.
You remember 2 to 4 minutes of the night? Like, come on, let's reel it in a little bit on that one. Do you tell your boyfriend? Do you want him to still be your boyfriend? Because if you do, I'm not saying don't tell him. But I'm saying is there are plenty of times where people have been through life not knowing things that have happened, and they are perfectly happy not knowing.
Very that. But I feel like Miss A and B, I feel like she wanted a bit of sum for a long time, because she sounded very proud to tell you that she got her back door blown out by you. So
yeah,
the way she was very upfront about you being in bed with her, the girl didn't stutter.
I mean, you ended up there for a reason.
Correct.
I know her Slack messages the next day were wild.
She wanted a piece.
Well, she got some.
And she got some. So what you're not going to do is sell your man. Because, girl, I don't know about you. Listen, you win some, you lose some. Sex is sex. I mean, yes, you have a boyfriend. But listen, sometime in life, you eat sausage. Some days you eat pie. It's fine.
And what a way to end the year.
Correct, guys and girlies. Right, This has been a fun year, hasn't it? We've it's actually made it through a year. I have no idea how we did it. We did this through sickness and in health. We really have. This year, you know what? This year was our sickness chaotic year. We were just ill. We were ill during winter at the start. We were ill during summer. We were ill during Easter. We were ill at the start of the year. It has been a year of sickness and health. But we made
just it. Around. We made it. We're still here.
Thank you guys so much for being a part of it. You know, we're about to embark on year number 5 of the podcast. What the actual fuck is that about?
Let's just close this show.
I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. Right, guys and girlies, we'll see you soon. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. All the best. If you see us, if you're in London, you want to have a good time, hit up the Girlies Engage. We'll be at the 2 Brewers. Until then, have a lovely time. And please, if you're going home for family and you know they're anti-queer, it's okay to fuck off and leave. Just know that.
I know Christmas. It's also okay to punch grandma.
Very that.
If she needs a quick one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Bob and Weave.
Blame it on the brandy. Oh, sorry, I drank too much. Yeah. Hit grandma.
Yeah. In Uncle Charlie can get a bottle to the face.
Yeah. Fuck these hoes.
Bye, right, guys.
Let's get out of here. Bye. Imagine smacking grandma and her dentures just go flying.
Look, if she want to use them dentures to say some homophobic shit, she can lose them.
Yeah, exactly. Or kick the Zimmer frame.
If granny don't want to act right, why I got to act right?
Two twos, quick time.
I'm faster than you, granny. Okay, I've been doing this.
Listen, put granny in a KO. Be like, bye. Thanks for seeing. Happy New Year. See you soon.
She's only going to pass out in front of them EastEnders anyway.
True, very not.
You're just speeding her along.